Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is now the 25th day of September, 2006. And I believe my soul's on fire! We are going to defeat the New World Order. I am on fire with liberty. I am on fire with the endless drive and desire to defeat the New World Order and to bring them to justice, and we are going to do it. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. We have some huge guests lined up for you today. One of them is a professor who has tracked and done research and even surveillance on the government shipping out U.S. citizens and others via these torture flights. And then, of course, coming up in the third hour, a poor lady who's being indicted, being charged for pulling down a Mexican flag that was flying in her town. But, of course, in about 30 minutes, the first time he'll be on radio, his name is Lauro Jones Chavez, but he just goes by L.J. when he was in the military, or Lauro Jones. And Lauro's a great guy. I had a chance to talk to him. Some people are saying, you know, reserve judgment. It could be disinfo. And we should always reserve judgment. But we now have his army documents. He sent us his army documents. And among the documentation he sent us is what is DD-13, his discharge, his honorable discharge, certificate of release or discharge from active duty. And we have it now up on Infowars.com. And a lot of you are saying, what on God's green creation are you talking about? Well, he wrote a letter to the Cincinnati newspaper a few months ago when they wrote a 9/11 hit piece on the 9/11 truth movement. He didn't intend for it to go big time. It wasn't meant to be a big vetted piece. But then it got on some of the 9/11 group websites, namely 9/11 Veterans for Truth. And it went supernova over the weekend on the web after it got posted on Rents.com. So I got on the horn and talked to Mr. Chavez. You got to like that name, Jones Chavez. And so many Joneses in this movement. I guess there are a lot of Joneses, though. And he's going to be joining us from his office. He's going to duck outside on his lunch hour and talk to us via cell phone. Works at a local computer company, and he worked inside the military. In fact, I have his discharge document here reporting that he was inside of the different installations that he claims he was inside of working for. And so when he joins us coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll go through all of it. He says, quote, I was stationed at United States Central Command, which is in his discharge documents, which is located at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. I was on active duty when 9/11 happened. In the days prior to the tragedies, we were involved in many exercises. Some of these exercises, including the scenarios of hijacked planes crashing into our Pentagon, White House, Sears Tower. These drills or exercises, as we called them, were classified top secret. Having a top secret rated clearance, I was dumbfounded that they would ever push a training exercise above the level of secret. Over my 8 years in the Army, I have participated in many exercises around the world, none of which were ever classified over the secret level. And he goes on, of course, drills are not classified. This was not just classified, it was top secret. So he wrote a great letter to the editor, but he's going to give you more coming up of what he witnessed that day inside Central Command, smoking gun type stuff. Oh, stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we've got a military officer, former member of the Army, who worked inside Central Command in Tampa, Florida, on the morning of 9/11 and witnessed some incredible things, he's alleging. And I talked to him this morning. A couple months ago, he wrote a letter to the editor at the Cincinnati, Ohio paper, and you can read that up on InfoWars.com, and it didn't get any attention for about 2 months, but it was put out there on the Internet, and Veterans for 9/11 Truth picked up on it, put it out, and it went, as we say, supernova and exploded. And a lot of people out of the gate said, hey, we haven't checked this out. Hey, this hadn't been vetted yet. And that's totally reasonable. I mean, I talked to Mr. Chavez today, and he said, look, I was just writing a letter to the editor because I was mad 2 months ago, and now this has blown up and gotten real big. But he goes, I'll be happy to send you any of my documents. And I said, well, how about you just send me your discharge letter? And I do indeed have that here in front of me. The copy we have on the web, of course, has a Social Security number erased, but everything else is there. We appreciate his courage doing this. And according to his, what is this, DD-13, according to this, he did indeed, his last post was there at Central Command, and he's got, you know, his special forces qualification courses. He's got, it's all his training, his whole history, where he was deployed, different medals and ribbons he has, and his honorable discharge. His name is Lauro Jones Chavez. Jones, a family name. Another good old Joan Chavez out there, Chavez, stirring up trouble. And again, forgive me always pronouncing Chavez. I just, here in Texas, we call the road Manchaca, Manchac. And we call the town of Palestine, Palestine. So just, you gotta bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't take it, take the hayseed out of me. You can take the hayseed out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the hayseed, as they say. Another cliche. I'm like the king of cliches. I guess Orwell was right. Our language has been so butchered, it's the only way I can communicate. All right, continuing here with the news. Let me just, he's coming up in about 20 minutes. Let me just run through some of the other news we have here in front of us today. China rolls out next generation of internet report. This is AFP. As soon as I saw the French news agency's headline, I thought, as soon as I read this, it's going to say it's the government and universities shutting down the old web and forcing everyone onto a new web where you have no free speech and everything surveilled. And within three paragraphs, it said exactly that. So it's Internet 2, and then they go on to admit that they're setting it up here in the U.S. as well by 2010. Total end of the Internet. So enjoy the next few years we've got left. Enjoy yourselves. It continues here. North American students trained for merger. This is out of the London Sun. Also have a big Canadian paper with almost the exact same headline. 10 universities participate in model parliament in Mexico to simulate integration of the three nations. And, of course, it came out in Canadian, British, and Mexican papers last week. They had a huge secret meeting in Canada with the heads of our government, the Mexican and Canadian government, along with the heads of Chevron and Shell and the heads of the military, and it was called integration for the North American Union. They are officially merging. The corporations are becoming the government, and the average American literally doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground and is just basically wandering around mindlessly wanting to act cool and posing for their neighbors. I'm sorry to have to say that. I get a little bit of solace knowing that if this New World Order really comes into fruition, if it really is bore out, that at least these yuppies and scum suckers are going to have hellish lives. At least when America goes down, you're not going to get away with it, you chicken-necked filth. Sorry. I hate these. I hate them. I hate the scum. I hate people that don't get involved and who are in denial more than I hate the New World Order. I respect the New World Order. I don't like them. I'm disgusted by them. But at least they know they're evil, and at least they know what they're doing. There is no excuse for people standing around claiming they're patriotic with their cars festooned with all these desecrated plastic Chinese slave flags, telling me I'm not patriotic because I criticize this rotten government and denying what's happened to this country. Good old Mel Gibson was in Austin, Texas yet again. He decided to really debut. The first screening he did of The Passion was here in Austin. And again, I never listen to my messages. I never pay attention. I'm just overwhelmed. I got a call last week saying, from the Alamo Draft House, such a great place, saying, hey, you might want to come. We got you a ticket to the Fantastic Fest, which is super hard to get into because it's only, what, two screens, and Harry Knowles puts it on from Ain't It Cool News. And I know Harry, he's a friend, and I got invited to this, but of course they can't say who surprise guests are, and I didn't go. Well, I should know Mel Gibson was a guest before, and he was a guest at this, and screened Apocalypto Friday, and I wasn't there. But it doesn't matter, I was in Fairfield under the stars, out in the middle of nowhere, in northeast Texas, visiting family, and I did get to see a big shooting star. So it's all right, I didn't get to see Mel Gibson. I got to listen to these hints. I got a hint from him 2 years ago when he was here for The Passion. Hey, you might want to come to the Numb Butt-a-thon. Yes, that's what it's called, 24 hours of continual new movies. And I just, frankly, it doesn't excite me to go meet Quentin Tarantino, who I have met at one of these. It doesn't excite me to go meet. It excites me to meet people, though, who are fighting the New World Order like Mel Gibson or Rick Linkletter. And I just don't. And again, this show is not about entertainment news. The reason I'm talking about it is he came out, Mel Gibson came out, you can read his quotes at prisonplanet.com, and he said, I'm against the Iraq war, this shows how we're sacrificing our young men, this is human sacrifice, it's no different than what we saw with the Aztecs. I've got his quotes right here. In fact, you know what, I'm going to do Mel Gibson justice, I'm not going to paraphrase him, I'm just going to read it. Los Angeles, Reuters, Mel Gibson has returned to the spotlight to promote his upcoming movie Apocalypto, and to criticize the war in Iraq, according to the Hollywood Reporter, almost 2 months after he railed against Jews when he was arrested for driving drunk in Malibu. That whole thing's a setup. The actor made a surprise appearance Friday at Fantastic Fest, an event in Austin, Texas, devoted to new science fiction fantasy films, the trade paper said in its Monday edition. He presented a work-in-progress screening of his Mayan adventure tale, And then took questions. About one-third of the full house gathered for the film gave him a standing ovation. The film is scheduled for a December 8th release via Disney. In describing its portrait of a civilization in decline, Gibson said the precursors to a civilization that's going under are the same time and time again, drawing parallels between the Mayan civilization on the brink of collapse and the America's present situation, quote, what's human sacrifice, he asked, if not sending guys off to Iraq for no reason? And there were more quotes, but those are not here in Reuters. I've got to go to Ain't It Cool News, which was down this morning, and find out what he really said. I'm sure it's much more. The media always cherry picks. But the good news is I have the Hollywood Reporter here in front of me and several other big publications. Despite all the demonization of Gibson, Apocalypto is trending that when it's released, it's going to be another blockbuster in a dead Mayan language, doing it his way as usual, criticizing a very evil culture, the Mayan culture, which I'm always railing against. I salute Mel Gibson for doing original avant-garde art that has a good social message. And if you don't like it, I don't care. Okay, we like Mel Gibson here, and we're very proud of the work he's doing. And we stand with Mel Gibson against all those that have tried to demonize him and set him up and the rest of it. He's got courage that very few have. Look what happened to Charlie Sheen after he went public. Basically hung him out to dry, but it failed. He's bigger than ever. Rick Linkletter went public on this broadcast about 9/11 being an inside job and exposed the fact that martial law woke up Bruce Willis. And then Bruce Willis, through neocon handlers, kind of scurried and took cover and said that his words were taken out of context, confirming that he did indeed say that. You see, on the inside, they all know the truth. But they're afraid. They don't have the courage of Mel Gibson or Rick Linkletter or Charlie Sheen. Okay, I'm done talking about that. I'm just glad to hear that Mel's bounced back from all of this. But look at this article I've got in front of me. North American students trained for merger. I had another Canadian. This is out of England, London Sun. I had a Canadian paper, but it's not in my stack here, where they got some information out of the secret meeting they had last week. Imagine a secret meeting with the Canadian government, the U.S. government, the Mexican government, openly setting up the North American Union, with a bunch of CEOs at it. That's your new freedom, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happened to us. And now British newspapers are reporting that the North American Union is being formed right now and that the young are being brainwashed in the public schools. Oh, yeah, they're teaching it in the public schools. They're teaching it at the colleges. But when you or I talk about it, it's called a conspiracy theory. North American students train for merger. 10 universities participate in model parliament in Mexico to simulate integration of the three nations. John Troop, London Sun. And another example of the way the three nations of North America are being drawn into a federation or merger, students from 10 universities in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are participating annually in a simulated model parliament. And it's under sponsorship of the Canadian-based North American Union Forum, or North American Forum. We'll come back and tell you about this. Oh, yeah, it's big news in Europe because they're like, oh, look, American Union. Over here, we have no clue.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
We're about 9 minutes away from our guest who was inside Central Command on the morning of 9/11. And according to his report, saw some very interesting things. That's coming up. North American students trained for merger. In another example of the way the three nations of North America are being drawn into a federation or merger, students from 10 universities in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are participating annually in a simulated model parliament. And, of course, we've had three joint congresses with Mexico and Canada in Mexico. We forget about that. Under the sponsorship, and that's federal, by the way, of the Canadian-based North American Forum on Integration, students met in Mexican Senate for 5 days in May in an event dubbed Trumverte, with organizers declaring a North American parliament is born. A similar event took place in Canadian Senate in 2005. The intentions of the organization is clear. The creation of a North American parliament, such as the one being simulated by these young people, should be considered, explained Raymond Chertien, the president of the organization and the former Canadian ambassador to both Mexico and the U.S. Participants discussed draft bills on trade corridors, immigration provisions of the North American Free Trade Agreement, and produced a daily newspaper called the Tri-Herald. The Tri-Lat Herald, excuse me. And it goes on for page after page after page. That's your new freedom. They're openly taking the major highways, handing them over to international bodies and private corporations. Private corporations meet with the Canadian, U.S., and Mexican government last week secretly. It comes out that leaders in all three governments are meeting, setting up the North American Union. It was signed last March. Another agreement was signed in December. Now the official agreements are going through. And, again, the average American is running around, acts and looks like a cow, and will walk up to you real stupidly, like it's Idiocracy, you know, Mike Judge's new movie, and just say, "Hey, did you hear about Lacey Peterson? Did you hear about what's going on with UT football?" And if you say, "Hey, the country's going down, they're merging us, then they're going to take all our liberties in the North American Union." "Huh? Well, that, I mean, if they could even talk, they'll say, "Well, isn't that what should happen? That's the future." "Yeah, but under this new future, you won't have any liberties or private property." And then they'll just say, "Oh, that's not true." Any way to live in denial, any way to refuse to face what's in front of your eyeballs. I mean, I'm hopping mad. This is the United States. I don't stick plastic slave flags on my car. I actually love the country. I actually defend the republic. And I tell you who's killing the country. It's all these phony conservatives and phony liberals who don't know any of the real issues and are all busy fighting with each other in their mindless left-right paradigm that's got them all corralled, totally controlled, neutralized. Wake up! I mean, we need to get some type of air raid siren and play it in the background. I mean, we need an ominous drumming alert sound, or maybe like the country in emergency going down, crises, life support disconnected.
Alert, alert, country is self-destructing, alert. 30-plus million illegal aliens have invaded, violently waving foreign flags, say they'll bring down U.S., covertly funded by U.S. allied crime syndicates. Alert, alert, U.S. debt bubble bigger than any debt bubble in history. Alert, alert, FEMA building concentration camps for American citizens. Alert, alert, entire infrastructure being handed over to foreign companies. Alert, alert.
I mean, this is what we're dealing with.
Government staging terror attacks as pretext for enslavement. Alert, alert. Critical, critical. Country will self-destruct within 2 years, if not reversed. Alert, alert.
Meanwhile, how about them UT football teamers? I like them, sirs. Don't you talk bad about my president. He's a conservative. He is. I like it. I like them. All right, you can tell I'm out of control. I cannot stand the people that will not wake up. But they're all pacified by the Neil Bortzes and the Glenn Becks and the Limbaughs, all up there to pose as conservatives, all up there to keep conservatives in their little corral and to make little giggling jokes about the left all day and to pose and to push national sales taxes and amnesty programs and just lying to you Judas goats, plunging huge double-edged daggers into your back as you smile at them. Oh, kiss me on the lips when you stab me, Limbaugh. Kiss me on the lips. Oh, I love you. I'm getting angrier and angrier. All right, I have masses of untold news. They're about to pass the law to allow secret arrest of U.S. citizens. We'll talk about that, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The truth keeps coming out. The levee on the 9/11 cover-up is going to break. It's going down. It's going to come down. It's already going down. But crank it up. We're bringing your tyranny down.
All right, my friends, I'm glad that you have joined us. Last week, I first saw this letter to the editor, the Cincinnati Inquirer, by a gentleman who was reportedly saying that he had been in the Army, had last stationed at Central Command, and then on 9/11, he saw some very suspicious things happen, and he saw suspicious things happen in the lead-up to 9/11. And we have had a chance off air to talk to 9/11 whistleblower Sergeant Lauro Chavez. And he goes by LJ because his full name is Lauro Jones Chavez. His mom's another troublemaking Jones. So we're honored to have LJ with us. And what happened is his letter to the editor got out on the web. And then it got posted up on the Veterans for 9/11 Truth and went supernova late last week. And so this morning I did some more research and was able to get in contact with Mr. Chavez and with LJ. And I said, well, there's some controversy. No one's been able to, you know, prove your disinfo. They're just simply saying, well, we don't know who this guy is. He hasn't confirmed who he is. All we have is this lengthy letter to the editor there to the Cincinnati Inquirer. Well, since then, I did, I guess, what others haven't done. I asked for his form and his DD 214, and I've got his DD 214 automated NOV 88 here in front of me, certificate of release or discharge from active duty, got an honorable discharge, and it's got his special forces qualification training and all his other training here, and that he did indeed, his last post was at Central Command in Tampa, Florida. And so here to discuss what he witnessed, and now we are here confirming, and we have his document. And this goes a long way towards documenting that it did indeed work in CENTCOM. And again, the letter to the editor just had his first and last name. His full name is Lauro Jones Chavez, and he goes by LJ. LJ, thank you for coming on with us, and thank you for your courage. I was talking to you this morning, and you said, I hope they don't kill me now.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, Alex. And yeah, you know, the troublemaking Joneses. we've got to be put down one way or the other. So I'm just glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here with us, sir. Now you gave me a pretty good explanation and description of you got mad by a hit piece against 9/11 Truth in the local paper in Ohio. You got out of the military in 2003. You'd witnessed some things, so you wrote this letter to the editor. And then you also put it out on the web. Break down what happened. And you told me you didn't mean this letter to be your full vetted explanation. Now you're ready to do that here.
Right, exactly. And actually, I got out in 2002. What had happened, and a lot of people don't know, and first I want to thank everybody for questioning me, because first and foremost, that's our job, is to question all the information and the misinformation that comes out. So I literally walked in today and they just had hundreds of emails for people thanking me and, you know, blogs for people trying to discredit me and, you know, is this guy real? You know, some guy said he'd eat his own rear end if, you know, I was real, which will be funny to watch. But yeah, real briefly, I'm a member. I'm actually the moderator for the Ohio Humans Against the New World Order. It's a MySpace group. We have 9/11 truth meetings in the area here. And this is something that happened, you know, a few months back. And, you know, my friend that I work with, real close to me, I won't really his last name, first name James, but very good friend of mine. He was like, hey, look at this letter that they wrote in the Cincy Post. And like, you know, it was like 1 in 3 believe in 9/11 conspiracy. And so, you know, I'm reading this and it was just a total debunk, you know, to make, you know, people like us who know that there's clearly something not right.
That's right. Cincinnati Post. Like I misstated.
Right.
Sure.
No, it's fine. There is a Cincinnati Inquirer. They're not as bad as the Post. I don't know. I really don't read the local newspaper because
I must have read a blog that got it wrong which paper it was in. Go ahead.
Right. So, you know, he's like, you know, he wrote a letter to the editor, you know, Mr. White, you know, saying that, you know, you need to do more journalism research, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, to support him, you know, we were just kind of like going to protest the paper. So I wrote this letter. And, you know, and I spoke to James, you know, and my other friends, you know, prior to this about, you know, some of the things that I'd seen in my military career. And I wrote this letter and I couldn't in good conscience, like, slanderize Mr. White without, like, putting, like, you know, factual stuff in there. So, you know, I gave him, like, all the tools. Like, I'm in no way in a position to tell people, like, this is the official story, believe me. No. I want to give people the information to go look for themselves and formulate a logical decision, you know, with all the evidence. And that's what I was trying to do with Mr. White, you know. And then, of course, there was speculation on the web that, you know, I you know, confirmed that Cheney gave the orders for Norad to turn down, which, you know, that was my opinion. And I went to the blog and was like, look, that was a rant that I, you know, wrote to the editor. This wasn't my intention. You know, this isn't my affidavit to, like, come out and, like, be a whistleblower. I just kind of got thrown in.
But we know Cheney, 2 months before, in June, did take control away from the generals.
That is correct.
The shoot-down power they'd always had. We know that Mineta was there, and the aide kept saying 50 miles, 20 miles, 10 miles out. Does the order still stand? And we know that Cheney did order a stand-down. And I was talking to you this morning. You said when you were in CENTCOM that... In fact, now let's quit talking about the controversy. Let's go into who you are, what you did in the military, where you were in CENTCOM, what you witnessed.
Okay. I was formerly Sergeant Chavez. I worked in the J-6, which people who don't know MacDill Air Force Base, it's a joint command. Central Command is responsible. Their area of operation, or AOR, is the entire Middle East staging environment. So we've got, you know, Air Force, you know, the base is an Air Force base. The SINC, Tommy Franks of Central Command, was an Army general, 4-star. You know, we've got Marines, we've got Navy, we've got Air Force, very high ranking, you know, like some of the lowest people that I did work for were, you know, colonels, like lieutenant colonels, you know, very few majors, very few captains. Lots of majors, generals, major generals, lieutenant generals, you know, full stars, sergeant majors.
Yeah, we've got CENTCOM, we've got NORTHCOM. There's only, four comms, and they run the whole planet.
Right, they do run the whole planet.
Is it four comms? I'm going from memory.
Right, yeah, I think there is. And SOUTHCOM is the other one, and they're down in Miami. And every command has their area of operation, and central commands happen to be the Middle East, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, you know, the UAE, you know, the Qatar, you know, we've got bases over in Doha.
The hot zone, the gap.
The hot zone. We participate in exercises, one of which is called Bright Star. It's where we go over to, Egypt and, you know, we play war games there. But, what I did for the command is I worked in the joint, Sixth Department, J6, what they call it, the automation department. Basically, we were in charge of all the computer systems, all the network backbone, all the user PCs. So it was like the big computer department for the entire command. So I ran a team on the help desk network side. I had six soldiers that worked for me. And, you know, basically what we do is we had a ticketing system. You know, these colonels and stuff would have problems with their computers. And, you know, we'd go around and fix their PCs. And I've got letters of recommendation from General Franks. I've got coins from General Franks. I helped set General Franks up on his eBay account to sell pottery. A lot of people don't know that. I was the only soldier allowed in the command to go to his house and work on his personal computers. I also was the only one allowed to work on his work computer.
And that's what you do now. You work at a computer company now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I work at a software company. I'm their information security manager. I make sure that hackers don't get in and steal our credit card numbers. You know, I you know, train users to be security conscious.
And when you wrote this letter to the editor, you put your name, you put your work number, you went totally public, and I commend you.
Well,
you sound very credible to me.
Well, you know, and now that people have just called, I probably had 50 calls today on my phone. You know, I had like 10 messages when I walked in the door this morning, and you know, and then that's great, and you know, I love talking to people, and I love giving them, you know, because I was a little overwhelmed. I mean, to be honest, you know, but I'm glad.
But let's talk about, because of time constraints. I mean, now you put your foot in it. You've gone public. You stepped across the line here at the Alamo. So you've thrown your lot in with us. A lot of courage. Tell us what you witnessed on the morning of 9/11 in CENTCOM.
Okay. Well, we all know that you know, the president put Cheney in charge of NORAD. So in the SCIF, you know, I go back to that in my letter. It's a secured compartmentalized information facility. It's a bunker that's at the very base of CENTCOM. It's like in the very middle. It's the most protected. It's like the treasure room. And in there is where all the PSYOPs guys sit, psychological operations, all the military intelligence. You go in there, you can watch live feeds, satellite feeds, like over Iraq. I mean, you know, and you had to have a top secret clearance to even badge in the door. So I had a top secret gamma clearance.
And I want you to be careful about what you say, because you signed a national security letter. Just be careful.
Okay, I don't remember signing any national security letters, because I think I was out prior to that.
Well, I would imagine you probably don't. But
I'll just
don't say too much that's classified. But go ahead.
Okay, so there's a lot of things going on in this command bunker, and I go in there a lot. Or I had to go in there a lot to fix PCs, and you know there are different levels of classifications of networks. Like, you know, the military, the army doesn't just have like one network. They've got like a ring of networks that, as you go in, or they become more classified and more classified. Well, inside the SCIF, everything is top secret or higher. And you know, there are other classifications beyond top secret that I won't talk about. But I, you know, I'm in there, and you know, and they've got Air Force, you know, guys in charge of, like, you know, the weather, senior weather officers that monitor the weather all over the world, making sure exercises, you know, and plane flight patterns are, you know, okay because of weather increments. And like, there's guys who, you know, monitor the aerospace, the grid, you know, that monitor like an actual live feed of like what airplanes are where, what jets are where, what exercises they're participating in. And when, you know, when the Cheney thing came out, you know, people were questioning that. Like, we were like, well, why would you do that? You know, because the military has certain procedures set in place for a reason. I mean, anybody who's ever done time in the military, everything is like by the books, by the numbers. I mean, if scenario A happens, you look up the little book.
There's default A to Z.
Right, correct. And you follow the procedures. You know, something happens, this, you know, object A happens, you execute, you know, plan B, and these are the eight things you do. Well, you know, so that's prior to 9/11. So the morning before, we're involved in exercises, and one of them was support for Vigilant Guard, and the other one was for Bright Star, which I spoke about earlier for Egypt. We had.
And in your letter to the editor, you talk about in the days before drills of flying hijacked jets into the Pentagon.
Correct.
Into the White House, into the Sears Tower and other targets, which is now declassified. It's come out in the news.
That is information I was not supposed to see. I was in the SCIF working on a PSYOPs commander's computer, and next to his PC was a document, top secret document, that was open. And, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, his neglect was my ally. So as I'm sitting there working on his computer, I'm waiting for some patches to download, and I look over and I'm reading this document, and it's the op order for the exercise that they're participating in, and it's top secret. I'm like, well, I didn't know this exercise was classified top secret. You know, that's ridiculous. That's
that makes no sense, because I've never heard of exercises that are large scale that are secret.
Exactly. We have to, keep it open. Yeah, we have to keep it public and open. Like, you don't want it public to the point where, you know, we can elicit problems, but you have to let certain people know that the military is running exercises, especially in high population areas. You know, that's just courtesy.
So you've seen a lot of other exercises, and very few were secret, much less top secret. Had you ever seen an exercise that was top secret?
No, never have before, you know, and that's not saying they don't exist. I've never seen one, and I've participated probably in, you know, more than 35 or 40 different exercises in my 8 years in the Army. And,
okay.
You know, so I'm reading this document, and it's giving proposed situations for, you know, scenarios for this war game. And the scenarios include, like, you know, a plane hijacked. They were all, you know, most of them were hijacked planes. I saw there was the one, you know, like a car bomb, you know, trying to blow up something. But one of them was a hijacked airplane crash into a nuclear power plant in California.
That was in there, yeah.
Sears Tower, the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, obviously the White House, our building was one of the targets as well. And I guess, you know, because of the conflict of interest between Central Command and our area of operation in the Middle East, this is the command that heads up operations in the Middle East. If we take them out, then, you know, they'll be kind of lost for, you know, for at least a few months trying to figure out who's going to take over command of these people, you know. And so the day before, you know, they were ramping up. They were putting big, giant concrete pylons all around the building. They're putting machine guns up posts on the roof. I had friends, you know, before you could even get in the building, like, you had to verify your badge. Like, you know, we had military police, like, with dogs. Like,
by the way, Jeb Bush declared martial law for the first and only time in Florida 3 days before.
That's correct. 3 days before, yes. And that was, you know, after 9/11, I was stuck on the base for like 6 days. I couldn't even leave. Like, they just kept us there.
September 9th. That's Associated Press, boys and girls.
So,
planned to hit the White House and a bunch of other targets. Something went wrong. And if it would have gone off like they planned, by the time Bush left that school, he would have been total dictator. We would have had massive decapitation at Congress. Can you imagine the martial law we would have been under if they had hit the Capitol?
Well, you know, it would have been horrible, but, you know, I think that, you know, maybe that's where we'll have to go for people to actually, you know, rise up.
Well, we know what happened. The generals didn't follow orders and ordered two Sidewinders into Flight 93, thank God.
That is correct.
Then they had to concoct the ridiculous story about let's roll.
Right, exactly. You know, during 9/11, you know, like, you know, we're in the bunker and we're watching the aerospace grid, and, you know, I can see the enemy blips, you know, that they're proposing. And the thing is that wherever you're doing exercises, you have to pipe that aerospace grid to the air traffic controllers of the airports, all the airports in that area, so they know there's a military exercise going on and there's proposed planes, like, you know, put on the grid just as, you know, fake, bogus targets.
And okay, that's, and now in the tapes they keep saying, is this part of the exercise? I've never seen so much real world during an exercise. They didn't tell them that day, did they?
I don't think they did. And, you know, that was the whole thing is, you know, if you watch any of the video footage, you've got the air traffic control guys, is this real world or exercise? You know, because people don't know, and that was the whole point of this, is, and as I reflect back, I look, I'm like, well, that's genius. If you want to crash planes into a building, I mean, and you've got the aerospace grid at your, like, beckon and, you know, call, then you put a bunch of blips on it, so nobody knows which one's real or which one's fake, except the key individuals who are supposed to know. And then, you know, nobody has any idea of, like, well, is that a fake plane that's flying over there? Because it's colored red, so a red plane, you know, equivalents to a fake blip. So, I mean, all you have to do is have somebody in charge of those computer systems to put the blips on the screen, and then you can do whatever you want.
Now, let's get to Cheney. Let's get to Cheney, and there's a lot of other key areas we need to talk about here. But you're there in the bunker on 9/11. Describe what happens. You told me off air that everyone's wondering why the shoot down orders haven't been given. You heard key discussions. Give us that in detail.
Okay, so I didn't get to see the Tower 1 hit. Okay, as soon as, you know, I was in there talking, you know, with individuals. I was tired. You know, I've been there since 4 in the morning. I've been there talking to my, you know, Army Corps of Engineers buddy. I will not give his name. And, you know, we're chit-chatting, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody starts hustling, bustling. Like, it looked like, you know, NASA when Apollo 13 was about to crash. You know, everybody's running around, and then, you know, they put up on the big screen CNN, you know, and here's, like, you know, this tower is on fire, and we're like, what the heck's going on? And, you know, then, you know, we see the other plane come in and hit it, and then at that point, everybody's just standing up. And, you know, and we're just, like, watching, you know, and we're same thing as everybody else. We're all shocked and awed. Like, you know, I can't believe this happened. And you know, I'm kind of thinking in the back of my mind, I'm like, wow, that's funny, because we just had an exercise that, you know, proposed the same, you know, situation happening. You know, what are the odds? But I was more concerned about, wow, this is like a home front attack. Like, you know, wow, the people actually got the nerve up to do something to us, you know? Like, these guys are crazy. Like, they're going to get their butts kicked now, you know, because I had no idea at the time. And, you know, I'm standing there, and the Air Force had commanders in charge of, you know, in contact, direct contact with NORAD. And so we're, you know, the plane hit the, you know, whatever hit the Pentagon. And then we're, like, wondering, like, well, what are they scrambling jets? You know, we're asking, like, there's you know, 8 or 9 people, you know, and these are not just, this is not just a, it was me and one of my soldiers, and then there was like lieutenant colonels and colonels, and they're asking, you know, this lieutenant colonel in charge of the Air Force set there, you know, why isn't NORAD scrambling jets? And he was like, well, we received an order to stand down, and that just perplexed everybody. Like, you know, they were totally.
Do you remember the name of that colonel over the Air Force Division in CENTCOM?
No, I do not. Do not remember his name.
We need to have you look at photos of those commanders. We need to find out who that is. He needs to be brought in under oath by a grand jury or by Congress. And we need to, we already know Cheney did it. We have Norman Panetta's testimony. We've got him 98%. We need that 2% to have a total lock on these traitors. Stay there, sir. We're going to be back for just a 3-minute break. And I want to detail this more. I want to walk through this.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a curtain.
Well, I saw a lot of hand-wringing and people running around scurrying, saying, is this real? Is this a hoax? And we know that they planned this info in the past in the 9/11 Truth Movement, but, it, you know, it's normally some type of ridiculous, you know, holograms hit the towers or something along those lines to try to discredit us. this doesn't fit the MO of Disinfo. He wrote a letter to the editor. Months later, it got a lot of attention. People said, oh, he's not real. He's not in the military. We've confirmed he was in the military, and he sounds credible to me. We're here vetting it. We're here discussing it. It fits in with what we already know. So you're in CENTCOM, and everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And can you remember the specific designation of that full bird Air Force colonel and what area he was over at CENTCOM?
No, I can't. And I've tried to remember his name. He was relatively, in the SCIF by himself, in a back sec that, basically had landline communications back and forth, communication lines back and forth with NORAD.
And so there are hundreds of people in there? How many?
In the SCIF, yeah, there's probably 75 or 80 people in the SCIF easily, possibly 100.
But clearly he was in command because they were going, he was in command of, I guess, the Air Force and NORAD interface because you saw colonels going to him.
Right, yeah. What he was the information interface that they designated. So he was the NORAD representative for CENTCOM. I don't know. He had other titles. I mean, he had another job, I'm sure, too, but that was part of his duty, was to pass on information, from NORAD and SPACECOM, stuff like that. So, that's where they went. They were like, what is going on?
Remember back from memory. Tell us exactly what you heard. I mean, were there two colonels in front of you, three? What were they saying? They were saying, why aren't planes being scrambled? What did you hear?
Well, I asked, first me and my lieutenant general friend, we kind of scurry over. Everybody's kind of, he comes out of his office and he's standing there and, everybody knows what's supposed to happen when planes fly over no-fly zones or they come into our aerospace unauthorized. You scramble jets. I mean, I was a sergeant and I knew that. I mean, it was just, it's the op order. I mean, that's just what they do. So, these colonels, these guys who have been to, the Army War College and all this stuff, they know that's procedure. So, they're questioning this other colonel, and I'm standing there, and he's like, well, he's like, all I can confirm is that we've received a stand-down order. He goes, well, no, I received a stand-down order. And that was all he said. And then, of course, they ran off like hustle bustle, and, I kind of was talking to my friend, and then that's about that time is when, the first tower started to come down, or the second tower, rather. The one that was hit second came down first.
And we know there's anti-aircraft, Stinger missiles, and even more high-powered. They have the, what's the name of the mounted high-powered Gatling gun that's on ships?
Yeah, it's a minigun. It's anti-aircraft.
Is it Aegis?
It is Aegis. That's correct.
Yeah, Aegis.
I
know there's Aegis. I know there was Aegis put in the mid-90s. After that guy flew the plane into the White House, that's Cessna. I know they put Aegis up all over D.C. I know Aegis was at the Pentagon. I've seen that in press reports. So they had Aegis, they had Stingers, they had a bunch of other anti-aircraft missiles all over D.C. I've been in D.C. and seen them on top of the White House back in the 80s walking around with missile launchers. I saw George Bush Sr. give a speech in 1988 in Dallas. My dad took me to it. It was at the fairgrounds, and they had Stinger missiles up on the roof. My dad said, look at those Stinger missiles. So we know there was a stand down. The aide is in there, and he's saying, does the order still stand to the vice president, 50 miles, 30 miles, 20 miles, 10 miles? And he says, of course it still stands. We know he was in control. We know there was a stand down. We know they didn't use the missiles, much less the aircraft. And then stay there, sir. I want to keep you for two more segments. We'll let you go. I know you're at work. This is so important. I want to walk through anything else you saw, other important tidbits that you witnessed. Lero Jones Chavez, goes by LJ, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and check out InfoWars.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.